Monroe County election board members are being asked to open a centrally located polling site near Indiana University. Sarah Shapshe is the director of IU's Political and Civic Engagement Program, or PACE. She says voter participation among Indiana University students is below the national average for college campuses.
In 2012, only 41% of eligible student voters voted. In 2014, only 9% in the midterm election, only 9% of eligible IU students on IUB's campus voted.
Speaking in last week's election board meeting, Shapshe said PACE launched an initiative in 2016 to increase student electoral engagement. As a result, she says nearly 3,000 more students voted and the registration rate increased as well. Still, Shapshe says the single best tool to increase student participation is an easily accessible polling place. That's why she's working on a memorandum of understanding with administrators at Indiana Memorial Union to designate the University Club as a polling site. Election Board Member William Ellis says polling sites that are accessible from campus already exist.
I do want to state for the record, though, we do have two polling places on campus currently, Union Street and IU Fall Auditorium. So we didn't remove them completely from campus. We just shifted locations.
In previous election board meetings, Ellis indicated he was soured on the idea of an on-campus polling site because Americans with Disabilities Act compliance issues in past years. Shapshe says handicap accessibility should not be an issue at the IMU.
The heads of the IMU, the director Hank Walter and the associate director Mike Campbell, are tremendous professionals that the IMU runs extremely well. And I believe they will ensure that everything goes extremely smoothly at the IMU with respect to ADA accessibility issues.
Shapshe also assured board members the IMU could offer free parking, including handicapped parking. Election Supervisor Karen Wheeler says 4,700 registered voters within four precincts could be affected by the creation of a new campus voting site.
So if we would use the IMU right now, the thought is to eliminate the IU football complex and also the Union Center polling site.
According to Monroe County Clerk Nicole Brown, IU was willing to offer the site free of charge. She says IU will also reimburse the county for the cost of notifying those voters whose polling sites would change. Brown says she hopes an agreement with the university will come before the election board for a vote in its February 1st meeting.
Both the IU College Democrats and College Republicans support a central campus polling place. Moore Kehoe, with the College Democrats, spoke in favor of the proposal during last week's election board meeting.
And it's the gateway to getting people to participate in other forms of civic and political engagement. And at a time when young people face enormous challenges, I think it's important to point out that this is a bipartisan issue, one that you will see we are united on. We want to encourage students to get out to the ballot box and help raise a new generation of citizens who are actively engaged in our democracy.
Shapshe says the political and civic engagement program will continue its voter participation push in 2018 through the Big Ten Voting Challenge,
which is a friendly competition among Big Ten schools to see who can increase their electoral engagement the most. And as part of that, we're going to continue a few of the things that we did in the last election cycle, such as getting a link on the Canvas Learning Portal to the Indiana voter registration site, which actually reaches not just all the students at IUB, but all of the students at Indiana University, all 90,000 of them.
In other business, Brown says anyone wishing to run for office in 2018 can file their candidacy beginning January 10th through February 9th at noon. She reviewed this year's ballot.
Our local offices on the ballot are the county assessor, the county clerk, the county prosecutor, the county recorder, the county sheriff, the county commission for District 1, county councils District 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the judges from Division 2, 6, and 9, all township trustees and boards, the Monroe County Community School Corporation School Boards Districts 1, 3, and 7, and the Richland Bean Blossom Community School Corporation, Richland and Bean Blossom districts, Democrat precinct chairs, and state convention delegates for both Democrat and Republican.
Brown says candidate information packets are available at Election Central, located at 214 West 7th Street in Bloomington.